City. In the world famous Virgin Radio Studios.
Yo, hi.
The Chris Fade Show. Right. On Virgin Radio 104.4. The golden microphone is.
The golden microphone is not on because I'm not allowed to use it, unfortunately. But hi, how am I here? How did I get here?
I honestly I have no idea, but I applaud you, Big Rossi.
Oh my gosh, today's show may be annoying for you guys. It may be a lot of boasting and just having lots of fun, but I can't believe that I actually woke up.
Should we paint the picture of what's going on? Because you may be confused hearing just the two of our voices.
Yes.
Chris is not here. Chris is sick. I think he's got that cold that everyone got. Like, I had it. Maz had it.
Well, he's tested to see if it's coronavirus. It came back negative.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But it takes you out. Like, this cold is bad. So he's off today. We don't know about tomorrow, but I cannot believe Rossi is here after Everton's win yesterday.
What a night it was. I enjoyed it so much. It was just unbelievable.
There's a video of Rossi celebrating that goal on our Instagram at Chris Fade Show.
Yes.
I've never seen this man so happy. Like, he got married, he has three kids. I've never seen him so happy. Go and check out that video. But yes, today is dedicated to Everton. I'm giving you free range to do whatever you want, Everton, all you want.
Wow.
So get ready, everyone.
There's going to be lots of best bits from previous years involving Everton.
Yes, all Everton related.
We'll
try
and call Chris Fade, obviously, you know, because we need
to... sick.
Well, we'll give him a ring. We'll try and give him a ring. But it's going to be a great show. We've got loads of music. We've got some prizes to give away as well. Lots going on, but we want to hear from you. Maybe if you're an Evertonian and you're awake, that would be fantastic. Give us a call right now. We like to do first call of the day. So 04-871-5544. Let's get some Evertonians on. Why not?
Are there any up?
I don't think there'll be any awake like me at this moment, but...
Yeah, maybe congratulate Rossi, even if you're not an Evertonian.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
We are taking your first calls right now. We want to know what you're doing. Give us a call if you want. 04-871-5544. That's exactly what Marcen has done. Marcen and Joe, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi, good.
What are you guys up to?
We're going to school.
Oh, Rossi, they're on the...
School run at 6:08.
Awesome.
What time does school start?
7:30.
Okay, have you got something to do beforehand?
My brother Jad wants to talk with you.
Okay.
And I'm the biggest fan of
Chris. Okay, thank you. hi, Jad, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Why are you going to school so early?
Yeah.
To play football, and my mom is the principal, so I have to come early.
Ah. Your mom is the principal of the school?
Yes.
Does that mean you're extra well behaved?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I wonder how well you're going to do in school. Are you going to get A's and stuff like that? I hope so. Do you feel the pressure because your mum is the principal? You feel the pressure to deliver?
No.
Good. That's good. Good. Where's mom? Is she driving?
No, my dad.
Your dad is driving. Is your mom with you?
No.
Mum's at school already.
Mum's at school
probably.
Already. Jeez. Yeah. Wow.
Well, listen, thanks for being on the show this morning and being our first call of the day.
Thank you.
And say thank you to your brothers as well.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much, yeah. I don't know how I got here, but thank you so much for your call, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye. Look at how cute they are.
That's early. The kids in this country go to school so early.
No, you went way too late.
In the UK, we went at 9 o'clock,
yeah,
9 till 3:30.
I was already in, like, my third class by 9:30.
Really?
Yeah.
What time did you go to school?
Like if I would have sometimes a class at 6 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well done. If you're going to school this early, well done to you.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Chris is off sick. What a day to be off sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, how convenient. Joey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Man, I just want to say that after all the drama last week of Chris putting Rossi into it, he's going to hold a big party if Everton loses.
Yeah.
Where is he today?
I know.
Sure that he's actually sick.
What is this? Like, why? Why is he not in? Like, if you've got a cough or a cold or whatever, just come in.
Mm-hmm. No, when you're sick. Oh, please, Mr. Hypochondriac, if he came in sick, he tells me not to come in for 10 days if I'm sick, if I have a little cold.
I know.
So there's no chance of that. But Joey, I told Rossi today he's allowed to make it the Everton show. He can talk about Everton all he wants, all show long. I think that's only right, right?
That is right, but I think Rossi should also have a party.
Yeah, I agree.
A party, yeah. I need to have a party. What else can I do to sort of
celebrate,
shove it in Chris Fade's face?
Oh, no, what? Whoa.
Like, I want to shove it in Chris Fade's face that I've won and we're staying up. So what can I do? Any ideas, Joey?
That's a good question. I mean, you could take the party to his place.
Oh, my gosh. What a great idea.
Take some coffee and go down to Chris's house.
Or I know a limousine company, a stretch limousine. I could get a stretch limousine.
Go down there.
And like have the tunes blasting. And then I can like go around to his house.
You want to go do that later today?
Wouldn't that be great? Joey, you've just provided probably the best idea ever.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
And Rossi, don't forget to get a cake. Because it isn't a party without a cake.
A blue cake. All right, you've got our sugarholic guys. They can do a cake.
It's 6:15 in the morning.
I know a limousine company. Okay, I'm going to put some stuff together. That's a great idea, Joey.
You're going to go later in the show?
Maybe during the show. You'll be all right here, won't
you?
Yeah,
it's fine.
All right, thanks, Joey. You provided me with the best idea ever.
Guys.
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, this is going to be... What an idea this is. Gossip on the way next, though.
Bebe Rexha addresses body shamers. We got to stop doing this. We'll discuss next.
Time for an E! News hit. Gossip. Gossip. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right then, Pretty, give us the goss.
Okay, so the third season of The Kardashians dropped this weekend on Disney Plus, and we finally have confirmation on Khloe's son's name. A week ago, her bestie Malika had commented, "Go Tate," on one of Khloe's Instagram posts. So we're like, oh, the name must be Tate or something like that. But now on the season premiere, Khloe confirmed that her son's name is Tatum. He was born in August last year via surrogate, so she kept it a secret from last year, August, till now.
Wow, Tatum.
Tatum. So it's True and Tatum.
Okay.
Tristan, obviously, being the dad. So Tristan.
A T, yeah.
True Tatum.
So like the name, and you know, the kids with a T after the dad.
The T, yeah, instead of the K.
So are they still together then?
Apparently not, no.
Oh, dear.
I think that's probably a good thing for her, let's be honest. Okay, Shaw Miller. Who is Shaw Miller, Rossi?
I have no idea.
Shaw Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Oh,
Shaw
Miller.
So we had another Shaw Miller sighting this weekend. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello were spotted getting cozy at Taylor Swift's sold-out concert in New Jersey. There were like videos of them dancing together, holding hands. So they're definitely, definitely back together. Queen Charlotte is one of the big shows on Netflix. I have not seen it yet, but I hear it's absolutely fantastic. And it looks like Queen Charlotte's King George and Reynolds are besties in real life, too. They're friends on screen, now they're off screen. Apparently, Corey Milchreist and Freddie Dennis actually live together. So if you're a fan of the show, that's pretty cool. And finally, Bebe Rexha has opened up about some of the body shaming comments she's been receiving recently. She was on Jennifer Hudson's show and she talked about how hard it is to kind of go through the comments, but also talked about a recent health diagnosis as well. Here's Bebe Rexha.
Bebe Rexha, there we go.
Video of me popped up and then I was like, let me read the comments. That's the number one rule, don't read the comments. But I was like, let me read the comments. And the first thing up top was Bebe Rexha weight gain. And I was like, listen, we're in the public eye, so that's bound to happen, especially like I was a lot thinner and I did gain some weight. But it just, when you see things like that, it does mess with your, because you don't know what somebody's going through. I went to the doctor, like they diagnosed me with PCOS, which is polycystic ovary syndrome. Mm. It's one of the leading causes of why women gain weight and are obese. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I literally jumped like 30 pounds like so quickly, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it kind of is tough, but I feel like we're in 2023, like we should not be talking about people's weight,
yes.
You know? It's like...
Yeah.
Gosh, like, I feel like if you don't have anything nice to say to someone, just don't comment.
Exactly.
Just let it be.
It's so tough, isn't it? Especially for ladies, I feel the pressures, the magazines that you've got.
I mean, even for men, Rossi, I feel like there's so many ideals out there that this is the way a man should look, etc. But let's just make a pact here on Virgin Radio, on the Chris Fade Show. If you don't have anything nice to say about someone, just keep quiet. Keep it to yourself. Say it to yourself.
Malik. You need to be a motivational speaker, Pretty.
I don't know about that.
You can come next season for Everton. You can, you know.
Actually, motivate them?
Yeah.
What you need for Everton is Ryan Reynolds. Get Ryan Reynolds to get onto your team and we'll see it happen.
There we go. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home friends.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
I am here. Chris is not. Chris is off sick.
Yes, he's sick.
What a day to be off sick. How convenient.
Rossi, you shouldn't talk too much because on Friday you were playing a completely different game and you refused to come in today. And I can guarantee if it went the other way, you would not answer the phone, you would be nowhere to be found, and you would definitely not be in the studio.
I was trying to get... I was going to take the whole week off. I was going to I was going to take an old photo, send an old photo of a test.
Oh, Rossi, that's terrible. That's karma coming at you.
And I was going to be off for the week, 5 days. That's my plan in my head. If we went down,
I was going
to get an old test photo, right?
Oh my god!
And I was going to send it into the group and say
guy.
I can't come in. Sorry. That was the plan.
Yeah, but then you would be out on like day two, found somewhere, and we'd be like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. I mean, it's all banter, isn't it? But like, we work together on the show. You know, I love Everton, and you guys have been there for me through my Everton journey a lot. You've done some nice things for me.
That's true, actually. We wholeheartedly support your love for Everton.
Especially the time that you got Duncan Ferguson on, the greatest number nine ever.
Your hero. Now, Duncan Ferguson, was he a player? He was a player.
He was a player, yeah.
And he is your hero, so much so that you wanted to name your son Duncan.
Yes.
After him.
This was before I had any kids.
Oh, this was before all your kids?
Yeah, this was before all my kids. We didn't know if we were having a boy or a girl. And you surprised me by getting the legend that is Duncan Ferguson on the show. We got his number and we called him up.
Yeah, thank you, Iris, who lives here and listens to the show.
Duncan's sister lives here. Have a listen to this. This is an emotional moment for me. Best bits on the Chris Fade Show, all involving Everton today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Is this Mr. Duncan Ferguson?
There is. It's Duncan Ferguson here, yes. Who am I speaking to?
Well, you're speaking to Chris Fade. We've completely surprised Rossi right now, our producer, who's your biggest fan. And we've got Duncan Ferguson on the phone for you, Big Rossi!
Oh, my God. Duncan Ferguson, hi.
Hi, Big Rossi. You okay, mate?
Oh, I don't know if I can talk right now. I'm talking to my hero on the radio across the UAE right now. Duncan, how are you, man?
Fantastic. I'm absolutely brilliant. It's raining over here.
Is it? I was just going to ask you a quick question. I was thinking about naming my kid Duncan. Do you mind?
That'd be fantastic. You sure about that?
I'm sure you've had that happen a few times to you, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. When is your lovely lady giving birth?
July the 12th.
July the 12th?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I met you recently.
Oh, hard work went into that.
Oh, I love it.
Hold on,
you've been telling me you've been at it for 2 years.
Yeah, it's only just worked.
I'm very surprised you managed to meet your morning radio station.
Oh,
you're amazing. Miss Duncan Ferguson on the phone right now. Now, Rossi, did you meet Duncan recently, did you?
Yeah, Duncan, I came over to Qatar to stalk you, and I don't know if you remember, you were walking up back from the swimming pool from the hotel.
Oh, no.
And you were walking down a corridor, and you met two guys in the corridor, and that was me.
Wow.
I do remember, that was fantastic. You should have told me.
Oh. Yeah, you were the nicest out of everyone there, Duncan. You just see, you're a credit to the football club. You've got so many supporters here in the UAE. We've got a Dubai supporters club. So if you're over here, come and have a little holiday.
Oh, I'd love it. Maybe hopefully one day I'll get myself over there.
Yeah.
You can book me in for your babysitting.
I love this. This is great. Well, listen, Mr. Ferguson. Listen, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on our show. I know Rossi's just over the moon right now.
He's so happy.
I think he's forgotten that he's actually having a baby.
Yeah.
He cares more about getting you on the radio.
Wow. This is just amazing.
That's fantastic. Hopefully we'll get a nice striker for Everton one day then.
Definitely. He's going to wear the number 9, I think. Definitely.
Ah, brilliant. That is absolutely fantastic. Well, congratulations and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Dunk. You're a legend and it's a privilege to talk to you, man. Thank you.
No problem, Big Rossi. God bless you. Take care.
Cheers, bye-bye. Mate. Bye, Mr. Thank Ferguson. You. Bye, Duncan. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. There he is. Oh, look at that. Rossi. How do you feel?
Guys, I love you guys. I actually do love you both.
All right. When your son or daughter is now, like, you know, in 10 years' time, 15 years' time, you're going to obviously make them an Everton supporter. You can now say that Duncan Ferguson, one of the Everton greats, had a chat to you about your kid.
This is amazing. This is like why I love my job, honestly. So good.
Aww. There it is.
So right. Good.
Thank you, Duncan Ferguson. Yay! Once again, Iris, the sister who listens to us daily. We love you, Iris.
Thanks, Iris.
Thanks, gorgeous.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
It is the 29th of May, 6:56 right now. I was out last night, obviously, watching Everton.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been playing some best bits from the show, like the time that Duncan Ferguson surprised me. Remember, you guys got Duncan Ferguson for me. We got John on the line. He sent in a message. Thanks for waiting so long, John. How are you, man?
I'm good, mate. You? Congratulations, big fella.
Oh, I'm feeling it today.
Totally deserved.
Thank you so much.
A bit nail-biting, but totally deserved.
Oh, it was 10 minutes extra time we had. 10 minutes.
Yeah, but you got to look at Pickford for that. I think he brought it upon himself. I have to admit, I think he could have been a little bit less dramatic, but hey, I think he's dislocated a finger or something.
I reckon whatever. So. He took one for the team. I love your text message that you sent in because we were playing a Duncan Ferguson call. You played with Duncan Ferguson.
What?
Well, Duncan and I went to different schools together in Scotland.
Right.
And we came across each other on multiple times. And I think even back then, Rossi, he was a winner. You know, we knew he was good. He obviously went to school, then went to Dundee United, then he went to my arch rival Rangers. I'm a green, he's a blue. You know, and this was just what happened. But I know where Duncan's family lived and whatever. And I think when Duncan went to Rangers, he brought his dad a car. He brought his dad a BMW.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
And he used to park it outside the house, so we knew exactly where the Fergusons lived.
Look at that.
You know?
Wow. Imagine living around the corner from Duncan Ferguson. I wouldn't stop knocking on his door.
Yeah, I don't think they'd allow you to, Rossi. Let's be real.
I think the fact that we went to different schools made it just a little bit not to happen. But no, he was a winner then and still a winner now. You know, I think he's one of the best. Not afraid to put his head in where it gets hurt, but at the same time, he could hold his own.
Was he a tough guy at that age? Because he's known as being a bit of a hard man. Was he tough then?
Yeah, no, I think we knew then that he was prepared to, you know, he was prepared to stand his ground and play the way that he always did with his heart, you know. And I think Duncan's one of these ones that a lot of the kids still look up to, especially Everton. You know, they love what he did at Everton. 100%. But I think that his time at Rangers, his time at Dundee United, I think they made him, you know, sort of who he is now, and
definitely
he's just was fantastic.
He's a legend for our club, anyway.
John, are you an Everton supporter or just a Rossi supporter?
I'm not. I'm actually an Arsenal supporter, so I've had a tough end to the season, shall we say.
Well, listen, it's going to be, if you're not a football fan, today's show might be a little bit annoying. I'm going to be talking about Everton nonstop.
It's okay. I think we're just happy that you're happy. If Rossi's happy, we're happy. So
100%.
we're just going to do this for the next 3 hours.
That's okay. That's fine for 3 hours.
Jeez. But we do have the pop quiz, and that's coming up next.
Cheers for your call, John. Have a great day, all right?
You're welcome, big man. Take
Bye.
Care. See you later.
Oh, it's going to be a good show.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
I couldn't turn down the chance to get in here and just boast.
Very, very surprised. So I think everyone today, please call us at 0487155444 or WhatsApp us on that same number, just congratulating Big Rossi. I understand that Big Rossi does not actually physically play for Everton, but in his mind, He plays for Everton. So congratulate Big Rossi on what an amazing achievement it is to not be relegated 100%. This morning.
You know, in my mind, this is what my mind sounds like. Wait there.
Yeah.
This is my mind.
We're going into Big Rossi's mind. Go.
Scoring goals. Are you ready?
Technique. He just lets the ball.
This is my head.
Yeah. He doesn't have to panic, and he just rifles that across, and Carlos Vela just tucks it away. What a ball that is. That is absolutely sensational to there.
This is me. Here we go.
Uh-oh, Vela might be behind. This is Vela! Clark makes the save.
Oh, no.
Remember...
Wait there. Here we go. Wait, this is it.
Definitely sends that into the VAR today.
I was looking for...
This is how you take a penalty.
I was looking for Rossi. I've got clips of Rossi.
Okay. Turn this off. I want to get out of your mind. Sorry. Thank you. This is... if you're wondering what it's like to be... inside of Big Rossi's mind, that is exactly it. Scattered all over the place. Don't know what's happening.
But I have got clips to play. This is last night, if you want to hear it.
Just a corner gate into the box. It'll fall for Decore. Oh, Abdoulaye Decore! What a hit! What a goal! It's the goal! Is that the survival goal?
Oh, my gosh.
Goodison Park erupts! Decore! Batters it home. Everton, 69 years of top flight football, is set to continue. Decore has done it.
Wow. Last night was just unbelievable.
If you want to see Rossi's reaction to that goal, go to Chris Fade's show right now and see the happiness on our man's face.
And who put this Insta story up of me making a mistake on the show an hour ago?
You recorded it.
It's on. I didn't record that. Virgin Radio.
You were making the video.
Yeah, I was doing a video, but I didn't know that I nearly went off.
Well, just, there's a lot going on.
Insta stories, Virgin Radio, go and check that as well.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Yes, what's going on? Big Rossi in on the Chris Fade Show this morning. Chris is not well. What a day to call in sick. Aww.
It is officially the Big Rossi Show. I'm just here to make sure it doesn't fall apart. The man is here. The show is Everton dedicated. And Rossi, can I tell you right now, look who's just walked in.
Who's this?
We have a little surprise. Oh, my gosh. You have an Everton party.
Oh, my gosh. Can we get you on the microphone over here? Is that all right? We've got a little child in the studio. What's your name? Let's put your microphone
over there.
Over there by that microphone. You've brought in a balloon and some amazing artwork that's got Everton. That's so good. What's your name?
Ariana.
Nice to meet you. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Congrats, Rossi. Everton did not get relegated. I'm 8 years old and you go to Southview School? How are you doing? Thanks for coming all this way and giving me this amazing thing, Ariana. That's so good.
Did you make that this morning?
No, I made two. Uh-huh. One, if they did get relegated for Chris, and one if they didn't get relegated.
Oh, so you did two pieces. Well, I'm glad I've got this one and I'm holding this one. I'm going to treasure that. I'm going to put it up. I might put it in a frame, actually. And you've got a balloon as well. You've drawn on the balloon. Thank you so much.
That's very cute.
That has made my day.
Are you a football fan? Are you an Everton fan?
No.
You're just a Rossi fan.
Oh, my gosh.
You love Rossi?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
We love you as well. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to treasure it, okay? And hopefully, you know, I don't want you to do any more artwork, but I don't want to be relegated. You know what I mean? Again.
Okay. So, Rossi, you didn't get relegated.
Yeah, I know. But, like, this is great. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to put it up. I'm going to frame it. And thank you so much. And have a great day at Southview School, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for coming in. You're the cutest.
Ariana, you're a legend. Thank you so much.
Hey, do you want to be on the radio? And like be like Rossi? You want to be like Chris?
I want to be like Chris. Oh. I think Rossi's lazy.
Excuse me. What is happening here? I'm lazy.
Okay, well, you know what? Chris isn't here today because he's not feeling too well. So would you be...
No, I just think he didn't want to feel the wrath of Rossi.
I reckon that's
you know what
happened as well.
I think you're probably right. So this next song, would you be able to introduce it on the radio for us?
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Would you want to do that? I think you can.
All right, let's do it. You've got to say, this is The Weeknd on Virgin Radio. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Nice and loud.
Right. I'll tell you when to do it. Okay, here we go. Let's play the song, and then you're going to say, this is The Weeknd on Virgin Radio.
Okay.
In 3, 2... One, go ahead.
This is The Weeknd on Virgin Radio.
Yes!
Pop quiz is coming up next.
The
you ready?
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
I'm covered in money, I'm covered in money.
Powered by Rackbank.
Okay. Pop quiz time right now.
Yes.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, we give it away.
Woo.
And hopefully, Mohammed is the man for that job. Good morning, Mohammed.
Good morning, Rossi.
Oh, good morning. It's a very good morning for me.
How are you, Mohammed?
Congrats on Everton. Congrats on not being relegated.
Honestly, I thank you so much. I think we've gained so many new Evertonians across the country today. I've got 50 new followers last night.
Wow, check you out.
I know, it's crazy.
Mohammed, what do you do for work?
I'm a network engineer.
You're a network engineer.
Wow. What does that mean, like, with like technology and stuff?
I'm trying to figure that out myself for the last 20 years of my life.
20 oh my years? Wow, that's amazing. Are you a football fan as well, Mohammed?
Yeah, but I can't tell Rusi which team I support.
Liverpool.
I'm pretty much sure he will figure it out.
Oh, yeah. We've lost him. He's gone. Can we get him back?
No, Rossi.
Nah, he's there. I've turned him off. Thanks, though, Mohammed. Yeah. Are you happy for us? You didn't want to see us go down, did you?
Well, I whether you win or lose, you have to have some good spirits and good vibes when you support each other, right?
100%.
And that's exactly what you need right now for the pop quiz.
Yes, exactly. So, Mohammed, hopefully being a Liverpool fan will not deter you from getting 10,000 dirhams cash today, because today is Everton Day. We're going to try our best, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. I've got, so you know how it works. 10 questions. Each one is worth 100 dirhams. If you get all 10 right, you'll get the 10,000. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, come on, Mohammed.
You can do it, Mohammed.
Let's go, Mohammed. Your 60 seconds on the clock for the pop quiz starts now. Which rapper just starred in the reboot of White Men Can't Jump?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Watermelon Sugar and Night Changes?
Pass.
Which Australian actress is starring as Barbie in the new movie?
Margot Robbie.
What continent is Greenland a part of?
It's part of North America.
Which artist is currently on the Renaissance World Tour?
It's Christina Aguilera.
Who has more Instagram followers, Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi?
It's Cristiano Ronaldo, I would say.
How many days are in the month of June?
30.
Who sings the songs Dance the Night and Sweetest Pie?
Dance the Night and Sweetest Pie, pass.
Martin Lawrence and which actor star in the Bad Boys movies?
Will Smith.
Which singer has the documentary called The Sum of It All?
Pass.
Which rapper just starred in the reboot? Hey!
Oh.
Not bad at all. Mohammed, 500 dirhams is all yours.
Yes!
Thank you very much.
Well done.
You were great because you instantly said pass if you didn't know it, so we were able to get through and nearly go back to the first question. But 500 dirhams is all yours. Here's what you got wrong, Mohammed. So Jack Harlow is the rapper that starred in White Men Can't Jump. Harry Styles sings Watermelon Sugar and Night Changes. Beyonce, not Christina Aguilera, is on the Renaissance World Tour. You Dua Lipa sings Dance the Night and Sweetest Pie. And Ed Sheeran has the documentary called The Sum of It All. But well done. 500 dirhams is awesome.
Thank you very much, guys. I wish you all have a good week.
I'm not going to lie. I'm very disappointed in you, Mohammed. I'm sorry.
He wanted to give away the money.
I wanted to give it away. Why didn't you get them all right?
Well, I was really having so much up on that. I have a 12,000 dirham bill to fix my car.
Oh.
I thought that is it.
Oh, maybe next time. Have a great day.
This is it. I get my car fixed.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
You're going to give me a few minutes, are you, to sort of...
Oh, it begins now. The Everton party has officially begun.
Yeah, it has. We've got some good text messages coming in, actually. Taylor, hi Taylor. I feel bad for any Leicester supporters that are listening. No, don't worry about them. We don't need to worry about Leicester supporters.
They got relegated, right?
Oh, this is a good one. Everton are the strongest team in the Premiership. This is from Steve, because they have been propping it up all season.
I don't know what that means. But what I will say, Chris isn't here, by the way. He's sick. But today is all about Big Rossi.
Yes.
And Everton not being relegated. So if you want to join the Everton not relegated party, 0487155444, the calls are flooding in for you.
The WhatsApps are flooding in as well. Have a listen to this one.
Congratulations for being the fourth worst team in the league. You must be so proud. Everton, the
Thank you. That's from the Twiggers. Thank you.
What was that?
It says, let me play it again for you because I'm playing two things at the same time. I went to bed at 11 o'clock.
It's fine, Russell.
Give me a break. Here we go.
Congratulations for being the fourth worst team in the league. You must be so proud. Everton.
Obviously not fans there, the Twiggers, but that's okay. We got Laura and Jack. Laura and Jack on the show this morning. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing? Are you Evertonians as well?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Jack, is it your birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday! What a day to celebrate!
Yes! And what a way to celebrate last night. Did you stay up late and watch the football?
Yeah.
You did? How good was it? Was it fun?
Yeah, I was screaming when Decore scored.
It was amazing, wasn't it? Well, listen, you have a great birthday. How old are you turning today?
10.
10.
10 years old. Well, happy birthday, Jack, from everyone here at Virgin Radio. Have a great day at school, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Cheers, mate.
So Big Rossi's Everton not relegated party continues next. You can call and congratulate Rossi 0487155.
And whoever was doing the music for Virgin, who scheduled all the music, they've just played Get Lucky. And now they've put in I Ain't Worried by One Republic.
Because Big Rossi ain't worried no more.
Exactly. It is the Everton show this morning. We have renamed it. Chris is not here. He's off sick. But we're here. I'm here. I went to bed at 11 o'clock last night. I'm still here.
Honestly, I'm really surprised that you're here. But since you're here and since Everton did not get relegated, this is officially your time to shine, Big Rossi. It is the Everton did not get relegated party. Join the party. Congratulate Big Rossi 0487155544.
Let's get the music on again. Who we got? Faisal. Good morning, Faisal.
Hi, Rossi. Oh, congratulations. Hi. Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Preeti, how are you?
I'm good. It's not. Good? You know what? It's not about me. It's all about Big Rossi today. You go ahead and congratulate him.
How are you feeling, Ross? I know it's an amazing feeling. Just tell me, how are you feeling?
I am feeling relieved. Just fantastic. Like, I'm smiling. I'm saying hello to everyone in the office.
That's really amazing.
I kissed the taxi driver on the way home last night
gosh.
On his head to say thank you for the ride home. But it was just amazing. What an amazing, amazing night last night.
I can truly feel that because, you know, I'm actually a really, really good fan of football. So I was I'm supporting Etihad team, if you know it. They won the league yesterday on. So we had a chase from Al Nassr, but we won. Alhamdulillah.
Wow. Thank you.
So good, I
know the feeling right now, and I have a good news for you. It might happen in the future, basically. So in 2019, our team was about to get relegated, and on the last match of the season, we won, and then we didn't get relegated.
Yeah. So
now in 2023, we are the champions of the Saudi League.
So you're saying maybe next year, Rossi, you could be the Premier League champions.
Yes.
Move over Man City.
Why not?
Exactly.
If they work hard and do that, they can, man.
I feel bad for Leicester because they won the league, Leicester, you know, a few years ago. And now they've been relegated. I feel so bad for Leicester.
But we're not focusing on the sad news today. We're focusing on the happy news. And we want to celebrate you, Big Rossi.
Thank you so much for your call, Faisal. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too, man.
Cheers, mate. Oh.
So many calls coming in for you, Rossi.
There is. Let's go with Nasser. Hi, Nasser. How are you?
I'm very well, Rossi. Congratulations.
Oh, this is Nasser with the beard. How are you doing, man? I'm very happy.
I'm extremely happy because you've got something to cheer over Liverpool. Chris is avoiding today because of the Chris Fade curse. They haven't won anything since he's become a fan.
That's so true. It's so true. Like, they didn't even get in the Champions League.
I think at 10:01, Chris will be feeling a lot better, and you'll see him on Instagram. He's just avoided talking to you.
Do you reckon that's what it is?
I think so. The Chris Fade curse.
The Chris
But Bakers. I mean, like, he said he wasn't feeling well before the game. That's the thing, you know? So, I don't know.
Because he knew you were going to avoid relegation. It was in your hands, wasn't it?
It was.
And you did that. So, hey. As a United fan, anyone who cheers against Liverpool is an ally. So, well done.
Well, thanks so much. Hey, Nasser, he sent a message. This is a message from Chris Fade. Do you want to hear it? Have a listen to this.
Well, I do truly wish I was there to celebrate with Rossi this morning.
today, but unfortunately I've got the flu or the cold, I don't know what it is. But Rossi, congratulations. I watched the game last night, and I'm tremendously happy for you and all Evertonians. You can celebrate that you are not relegated. You're still, I guess, you know, one of the worst teams in the entire league, but we will get to experience it all again next year. Lots of love. I'm doing okay, and I'll hopefully see you, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. Take care, guys. Love you.
Well, there we go. NASA, what do you think about that? NASA, he's gone.
NASA doesn't
care.
He's like, it's over it.
But just how convenient that he's not in. That's all I'm going to say. One more call from Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Big Rossi. Congratulations.
Hi. Thank you, sir.
Hi. Well, I'd just like to say, Ross, the little joke about Everton being the strongest team in the division because they've been propping it up all season. I really thought you was going to go down, mate, but congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We had the bag at the last minute.
We did. We did. Well, thank you for your call, Steve. Nice one for the joke as well.
Sorry, mate. I'm on the school run. I've just got someone who wants to say...
Go on, then. Hi, what's your name?
Sarah.
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for calling up. Is your dad an Arsenal fan, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, just tell your dad I'm sorry that they didn't win the league,
oh,
okay?
Oh, Rossi, don't do that.
Sorry. Well, have a great day.
Oh,
thanks.
Rossi.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Rossi, you're mean.
Yeah, right?
Nah, cheers, mate. Have a great day. Thanks so much. Oh, my gosh. What a day.
The Rossi party will continue. You can keep your messages coming through. I promise we'll have an Everton party throughout the show. Okay?
Yeah, and give us your ideas. What can I do to get Chris Fade back as well? Text him in.
Into the box. Little four for Decore. Oh, Abdoulaye Decore! What a hit!
Radio 104.4. It's the Everton show today.
It is the Everton show today. Chris isn't here to partake in the celebrations. I'm sure he's missing it. But Rossi, you have free reign today to celebrate the fact that Everton did not get relegated. There's so many calls and messages coming in for you.
I know. Loads of people are calling in. I've got a message here from someone who sent us a WhatsApp. Listened to this.
Yo, Rossi, congratulations, mate, you know, secured the top flight. I was watching Luton Town getting promoted and all that stuff. But you know what I was worried about? You guys getting relegated and Chris making fun and, you know, not knowing what's going to come for him next, you know what I mean? Because, yep. Like, bro, like, football is life, yeah?
Exactly.
All right, bro, have a good day. Congratulations, man.
Love that. Thank you so much for that message. Here's another one.
You guys did not get relegated. Like, I'm actually surprised. We won 1-0 to Bournemouth yesterday, and LFC tied to freaking Southampton.
Oh my gosh, these messages are amazing. I think, like, everyone turned into an Evertonian yesterday, just for me. Even
yes,
if you don't like Everton.
I agree.
Even if you don't like football. Stephen, good morning.
It's a grand old team to play for.
And it's a grand,
a grand old team to support. Hello, Rossi. How you doing, mate?
I'm glad you stopped the song there because it gets offensive.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. How are you feeling after last night, Stephen? You're an Evertonian as well.
Excited, relieved. I've aged about 10 years, which is not good because I look old as it is.
not as old as me. Where did you watch it last night?
At home, by myself, with my son, in a dark room, all the lights off.
Yeah.
I couldn't, if I was out, I would not be in work today, that's for sure.
Oh, I don't know how I'm here, I can't even talk actually, but what a result yesterday. And you've got an idea for me how I can get Chris back, have you?
I think it's only time Chris gets that Everton tattoo. You know, he's got tattoos all over his body. I think it's time to get the EFC.
Yeah, right. Steven, you know that. Chris. There's no chance he's going to get EFC tattooed.
He's got enough unusual tattoos on his body. A little EFC hidden in the panther. Beautiful.
I tell you what, if someone paid him, he would. Because he likes
you
money.
You pay him.
If he got paid to do it, he'd definitely do it.
Maybe you could change one of the Fade Fit boxes, you know, celebrate your Everton one, like you did for Fazza.
Exactly, yeah, definitely. Well, listen, thanks for your call, mate. Have a great day. You're teaching tennis today, are you? You're going to be very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah?
In my blue, 2 minutes.
Love it, love it. Have a great day, mate. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Stephen. If you want to see how Rossi was celebrating,
yeah,
I have never seen Rossi this happy. He has three children. He's gotten married. Mm. I have never seen him this happy. He's kissing bald foreheads all around.
Yeah.
Check it
lucky
out
heads,
on Lucky Heads. Chris Fade Show right now. And I promise you, Rossi, the Everton celebrations will continue.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Monday's never felt so good.
All the E! News first.
Gossip and entertainment.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Even though Everton survived relegation, the gossip continues and Pretty Malik's going to give it to us.
I didn't know that those two things were ever related,
I know,
Rossi.
I know.
But today, everything is about Everton. Everton fan Beyonce, she had a concert in Paris. Everyone's an Everton fan now.
Yes!
It was so epic. Imagine being in the stadium. Her mom, Tina Knowles, obviously, husband Jay-Z are there.
Wow.
On top of that, Kris Jenner, Lenny Kravitz, Pharrell, Natalie Portman, Megan Thee Stallion, and Selena Gomez watching.
Star-studded?
Then, as she was singing My Power from the Lion King soundtrack, her daughter, Blue Ivy, walks out on stage and starts dancing with the dancers. Like,
oh my gosh.
She's part of the crew. What a crazy concert to be in. Wow. In Paris. Now, if you remember when Beyonce was performing at the Atlantis opening,
yeah,
she brought her daughter out, Blue Ivy.
Mm.
And Blue Ivy started doing like some dance moves.
Yeah.
And Beyonce like went to her and was like, no, 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 don't. Everyone's like, oh, Blue Ivy was practicing her moves for mom's tour. And she hadn't announced like much by that point.
So is she doing every gig?
I don't know if she's doing every gig, but yeah, she's definitely doing some of them, which is cool. Now, while at that concert, I said Selena Gomez was there. And it didn't go too well, actually, for Selena. She was caught having a very heated confrontation with one of her security guards at the show.
Oh, no.
While the nature of the conversation is unknown, a lot of fans theorize that the security guard aggressively shut down one of her fans who was trying to get like a photo and was trying to call out to her.
Okay.
And Selena was not happy about the way he handled her fans because she has she's very, very kind to her fans. So she was upset about that. Another major concert that happened on the other side of the world, this is in the States, was Taylor Swift's concert. She was celebrating because she dropped the fifth version of her Midnight's album. The fifth version.
Fifth version.
How crazy is that? And on this version, there are two songs that everyone is talking about. One is a remix of her song Karma that features Ice Spice.
Got you waving pretty white flags, feening for that cash, thinking it'll save ya. Now you switching up your behavior. It's okay, baby. You ain't gotta worry, karma never gets lazy. So I keep my head up, my bread up, I won't let up. Never. Promise that you'll never endeavor with none lesser.
Sounds forever. Good.
I'll be dragging that wagon. Karma is
that Taylor?
Beauty.
No, it's Ice Spice. This is Taylor.
It's karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god.
Yeah.
It's good, right?
You know a song is good when you feel like you've heard it already.
Yeah, feels familiar.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's great.
Now, the other song that everyone is talking about is You're Losing Me, and everyone thinks that this song is about her ex, Joe Alwyn.
Do I throw out everything we built or keep it? I'm getting tired even for a phoenix. Always rising from the ashes, mending all her gashes. You might just have dealt the final
nice
blow.
It's nice.
Star, you're losing me. Star, you're losing me.
I mean, the woman is talented.
She is. She's right? Very like Ed Sheeran, you know, just writes those hits all the time.
Yeah, she's just so good at it. So there you go.
There you go. Pretty hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
So, you know, the whole week he's been teasing me. He's been saying, if you go down, we're going to have a relegation party. There's no party happening. Why? Because Everton are staying up and Chris Fade is on the phone.
When you walk,
I can't listen to this.
Chris, not today. Not today.
Yeah, keep going. You don't know the words because you're not a proper fan.
Hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark.
I'm turning them off. Good morning.
You'll never walk alone. Hi.
Hi, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm out of all the days that I could have got the flu.
Yeah.
It had to be today.
Of course it did.
It's unfortunate that I'm not there today to celebrate with you, Everton, coming third or fourth last in the whole Premiership.
Wow.
But it's unfortunate. But congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're up for next year.
Yep.
Seeing the video of you celebrating, and if you haven't seen that video, go to our Instagram page. I'm affected by watching you celebrate. Like,
why?
Like in a good way or a bad way?
No, like in it's sad. I thought it was really sad.
It's sad. Why? Why is
the
it
way
sad?
That you're kissing and hugging your friend, right?
Yeah.
I've never, ever seen you ever that emotional. Like, not even with your own children, your own wives.
It's been...
Who is that big guy behind you?
Tyson Fury, you mean? He looks like Tyson Fury. That's Carl Fisher. He's a good friend of mine. Hi, Carl, if you're listening.
That's so true, Chris. I said the same thing to him. I said, he is so awkward in giving a hug when it's even someone's birthday. But here he is, like, bear hugging.
Yeah.
Giving kisses on a bald head.
It's the lucky bald head. Like, I kissed his head. I said, I need to kiss your baldy head. It's lucky.
If somehow we could channel the passion that you have for Everton Football Club into, like, maybe this show or...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like... There'd be no stopping you, Rusty.
None
at all. Congratulations. How do you feel?
Feeling fantastic. Very tired, I'm not going to lie. I got to bed about 11:30. And you've let me down by staying off, but I'm here.
I'm glad you came because you were wanting to take the day off. And
yeah.
We're all saying, I mean, I've got a flu. What is it, a cold or a flu? What
you
have I got?
Do you have a fever?
No fever.
Cold. You have a cold.
Yeah, I woke up with a horrible throat yesterday and then just a headache and just blah. Today I'm a little bit snotty, sore throat. No COVID, thankfully. I've tested twice. But
is there anything you want to say to me, you know, before we get into Ariana Grande here?
Congratulations, honestly. I mean, I'm glad you're in it. I want to be able to see the local derby. It's good to have two Liverpool teams. It's going to be the last season next year. Are you playing at your stadium as well? So let's get one more good shoot out there.
Has someone sent you some notes to say? Because you sound like you know what you're talking about.
No, I actually watched the stupid game all yesterday.
You are an Evertonian deep down, just say it.
It's the first time I watched an entire football match. I mean, and it's so, like...
Boring.
It's boring. It's boring.
It's
like,
so boring.
Like, after you watch a game of NBA or rugby league, you then put on football, soccer, and it's such a lesser, like, of a game. In excitement, I'm saying.
Chris, I just want to let you know, because you're on the phone and you can't see Rossi, I think he's going to pass out.
Yeah, I just want to get into Ariana Grande. Can you stop talking?
He just wants to play the song.
I just want to go home. Can I go home?
No, you got to do the whole show till night, till 10. All right, but listen... I'm going to try to come in tomorrow, but I'm highly doubtful that I'll be in there. But I'll be in there Wednesday, okay?
So all right.
You'll never walk alone. To all the Evertonians, congratulations.
Thanks.
And yeah, we're glad that you finished fourth last.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Oh. Always first. Always juicy.
Give you the juicy bits, the gossip.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Give us the gossip, Pretty.
Well, let's talk about One Direction for a sec. Do you remember last week I was saying that there might be a mini 1D reunion?
Yeah.
There's a group chat going right now, and apparently Liam, Niall, and Louis met up and possibly did a song together. Well, Niall was on a red carpet celebrating his win on The Voice, and he was asked about the group chat chain, and this is what Niall said.
We've had three or four group chats. Some of them have been more quiet than others. This new one is definitely louder than most, but yeah, no, it's been great. I'm sure if I have a look at my phone in a few minutes, I'll see some messages.
Any of the guys going to be on the new album, The Show?
No. That's a straight and easy answer.
I wonder who would be the first one to leave the group chat. Probably Zane, right?
Is he in the group chat?
Yeah, that's the question.
Nala's here, by the way, for a special story in the gossip. That's not here yet. Wait for it, Nala. You'll love it. First, Billie Eilish. She is fighting back critics who are upset over her change in style. I cannot believe this woman gets messages like this. So, you know, Billie used to have a more oversized, baggy, shorts and tee kind of style.
Yeah.
But as she's gotten older, she's kind of found her body. She's found her way. And she dresses a little bit more glam, a little bit more Hollywood.
Right.
And a lot of people say that she's a sellout because she doesn't wear baggy clothes anymore, which is crazy. She took to Instagram and said, letter to some comments I've been seeing sometimes. She said, I spent the first 5 years of my career getting absolutely obliterated for being boyish and dressing how I did. And then when I feel comfortable enough to wear anything remotely feminine or fitting, I am being told I'm a sellout, which is horrible. So she said, let women exist. We can be both, which is so true.
Just like in their industry, it's so hard. We already spoke about Bebe Rexha, you know, who someone said you've put on weight or something. It's just not nice,
is it? It's just like people need to just stop. Like, calm just down. Stop. Yeah. And finally, the reason Nala is here is because I would never be able to do the story if Chris was in the studio.
Okay.
Because he just wouldn't even like give it any attention.
Go on.
And he'd wrap me up. So we're going to talk about Colleen Hoover's It's Edmund Ends With Us movie.
Talk
right
about
now.
What? Sorry.
So Colleen Hoover has a book. It's called It Ends With Us. It's a series. She has a series of books. But this particular book is being turned into a movie, which is being directed by Justin Baldoni.
Okay.
Now, Rossi, I give you permission to eat your breakfast and go away from this conversation.
Here, yeah. Let me know when you're done.
Yeah, no worries. So basically, they've been releasing the casting announcement of this movie over the past few weeks. We know that Blake Lively is playing Lily Bloom, Justin Baldoni directing, playing Ryle, Jenny Slate as Alyssa, Brandon Sklenner, if I said that wrong, as Atlas. And the final one that they made this weekend is Hasan Minhaj as Marshall. Thoughts on the casting, Nala? Because it's been very controversial.
If I'm being honest, I did not like the casting. I feel like they're all a lot more older than the book.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just, you know, when you have a certain thing, when you read something, you have certain imagination of what the cast is going to look like.
Yeah.
That is not what I imagined at all.
So everyone's been up in arms because they're like, this movie is going to be terrible.
Right.
So, I hope they surprise us, but I don't feel like it's coming.
What are your thoughts, Rossi?
I have no idea. What was the lady's name?
Blake Lively.
No, the other one.
Colleen
Colleen Hoover.
Yeah, yeah. I like the name Hoover, you know.
What,
you know, like people get that mixed up, vacuum cleaner. Everyone calls it a Hoover.
Not everyone.
Where I'm from, we do.
Yeah.
But it's named after the brand Hoover.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, a tannoy system, you call a tannoy. A tannoy is the brand.
We call it Hoover as well.
Do you?
We don't call it a tannoy system.
Well, there we go. Hit us with your tag. This was fun,
wasn't it? What a great gossip. Peace out, home fries.
Thank you. That was awesome. As always, pretty. Thanks so much.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
We're talking about Everton because they stayed up and I'm taking all of your calls. And we love Simon. He's on the show quite a bit. We love him. How are you, mate?
Not bad, mate. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very tired, like I'm going to have a panic attack, but I'm very happy.
Yeah, I saw the videos on Insta last night. I sent you a message, mate. I could not believe it. I mean, you know, I'm a United supporter. I couldn't believe it. We were done. I was like, there's a few minutes left. I'm thinking I'm going over to that Everton match because one of my good mates is an Everton fan. And I put it on and I'm like, 10 minutes of injury time.
I know.
Back at the World Cup, what?
Have you ever seen 10 minutes of injury time? I've never seen that.
Me neither. Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was so tense. So tense.
You know who was in there last night at McGettigan's? You know the guy who lost his Rolex?
I saw that on your Insta, yeah.
Like he can afford to lose a Rolex. Do you know why? He was buying drinks for everyone in the bar. Like he bought like 40 drinks.
That's crazy.
He's mad. But it was a good night last night. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I say it's quite coincidental that Chris isn't there today.
Isn't it?
Very Simon.
Licking his wounds a little bit, is he? Especially...
You know what he did, Simon? He sent me a video of what he had planned, right? He had, like, this whole, like, Undertaker, man dressed up as an Undertaker with an urn of ashes.
Yeah.
And he was going to do that and, like, do it in the studio.
Well, I was just hoping... I was hoping that he was going to stay at 4-2 because then you could have really laid into him, like, you know, having finished second last year. Not that he'd know, because, you know, he's an armchair. But, you know.
I love it.
Instead of the last 4-2 to the bottom of the league as well in the last game, he could have had some fun with that today.
And now it's 4-all Southampton-Liverpool we're talking about here.
This is good. This is a lot.
Anyway,
thanks, Simon,
listen,
for your call.
Simon, love having you on the show, mate. Thanks so much for listening, as always.
Thank you, man. Well done.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. I needed that. That was good.
Oof. I feel like you need to sit down.
We've got an hour to go. I'm staying stood up.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
What are you watching?
One of the best shows on TV.
Yes, she gives us everything that we need to watch. It's Nala. Hi, Nala.
Hi.
Tell us what we need to watch this week.
Month, year, life.
We'll start out with Netflix now. The Maid. I don't know if you remember this.
The Maid.
Yes. Maid came out a couple months back, but now it's trending back on TikTok with Maid, and now it's in the top 10. So if you haven't seen this limited series, I highly recommend. It's based on a true story, and it's very, very emotional.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, moving along to OSN.
Oh, wait, before you go to OSN, can I recommend something on Netflix?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Unstable is amazing.
Is it?
It's really good. Rob Lowe. It's very, very funny series. A bit like White Lotus music-wise.
Yes.
Yeah. Really good. And I just started the Arnold Schwarzenegger series as well. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name because I don't know what it means, but it ends in bar.
Okay.
So check that out. Amazing series. So.
I watched, on your recommendation, Air, the movie Air.
Oh, finally.
So good. So
okay,
good.
That's Prime.
Yeah.
Prime.
Okay, yeah. That's on Prime.
Yeah.
Going to OSN Plus now. I just started this because the season finale is premiering this month. It's called Barry. Have you guys watched?
Oh, Barry.
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 Like, yes.
B-A-R-R-Y. Oh,
yes. Rossi, do not start this. Do
Barry.
Not.
No,
yes,
no.
Barry.
But it's Barry. Okay.
Okay.
You sound like you're saying Barry.
No, it's Barry. It's okay. A very good show. If you're into like psychological shows,
yeah,
this one is really, really good for you. And then Disney Plus, I'm so sorry, Rossi, I have to mention it.
Go
the
on.
Kardashians is season out
three?
Again.
Oh, no.
It's really good. I've been watching it since season one, and it just gets better and better every season.
Okay.
And then we have in the movies, of course, we have to mention The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I need to see
it. Oh, Lizzie's going to watch it with the kids today.
They said it's really, really good, and it's one of the best remakes that
nice.
They've done.
Okay, good.
So that's a small little wrap-up if you want to watch something.
And follow Nala on TikTok if you want more recommendations as well. She's amazing.
Thanks.
What's your TikTok?
Nala Shibli. Same as my name.
She does amazing TikToks. Go and check her out. Thanks, Nala.
Thanks.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Virgin Radio 104.4. I can't believe I've done it.
Round of
Can
applause
you give me a
for
round
Big
of applause?
Yes. Yeah,
round of applause in the other studio there. Can't hear you, but thank you. They're clapping.
Yes, Rossi has showed up today, done a full show despite wanting to just continuously celebrate Everton's win. I think we did a good job in celebrating it
today. I think we did a great job. I went to bed last night at 11 o'clock and I'm surprised I came this morning, but I wouldn't have been able to do it without you, Pretty.
Oh,
so
thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Rossi, how are you going to be tomorrow?
I'm going to be fine tomorrow. Hopefully Chris is going to be back and then I don't have to do as much work. That would be ideal.
Well,
it?
Go home, go to sleep and then wake up and celebrate some more.
Let's do it. Eddie's up next
yeah.
with your ad-free 104. Have a great day. I will. And thanks for listening this morning.
Go Everton.
Yay!
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.